It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship today to Psalm 119 and verse 11, which reads, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart." This past week, I received a magazine that had in it a recent study that was done by the University of, actually it was Indiana University and Purdue University. It was entitled "The Bible in American Life," and they had done this study in 2014, and this is what they found. They found that among those who read any form of Scripture in the past year, 95% named the Bible as the Scripture they read. All told, this meant that 48% of Americans read the Bible at some point in the past year. Now get that. 48% of Americans read the Bible at some point during the year. Most of those people read at least monthly, and 9% of those that were polled said they read the Bible at least once a day. 9% of the American population. I couldn't help but think as I read that, and there are a lot of different stats. One was a poll that was done by the Barna Group about the number of people that are leaving America's churches. It's an astounding number. 114 million adults have left the church in the last 10 years. Another 42 million young people will never go back to church after they leave after their high school year. So that brings 156 million people. That's half of America that have left churches in the past 10 years. Now, this verse of Scripture, what does it mean? "Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage." You know, it's interesting when you study the word heritage as it's used in the Bible, specifically in the Old Testament Scriptures. The word heritage simply means an inheritance, objects of special care, and it comes from the root word heir. Heir is a person who is entitled to possess, and we are, as Christians, heirs, the Bible said, of the promise, heirs of righteousness, and heirs of salvation. But there's something else that you have to take upon yourself and become an heir, and that's the Word of God. This verse says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever." You have to make the choice in your own heart and life that I'm going to take the Bible, the Word of God, and I'm going to make it my heritage. It's my inheritance, and I'm going to love it. I'm going to appreciate it. Now, you may receive something from a family member that named you in a will, and you may look at it and say, "What is that?" And it may not be anything of any value to you, and you give it to somebody else. And somebody else within the family may think it's the most valuable thing that was in the possessions of this individual. It's amazing how people look at different things. But I want to tell you something. Very rarely do we go and say, "Hey, I want this. This is so special to me." Now, you may do that, but it may be given to somebody else because it's not yours to take. But the Bible is yours to take. Isn't that wonderful? God has chosen to allow us to take His Word as an inheritance and to count it precious and to read it every day. And yet most people who attend church do not read their Bibles on a regular basis. They may read it on Sunday when they come to church. They may read it once or twice during the week. But there is no consistency, and that means something. That means you haven't taken the Bible as your inheritance. You haven't taken it as a heritage from God to yourself. It's not precious enough for me to spend time in it every day. Now, what do you put as most precious? Technology. Planning and preparation of all kinds of activities. The television. The computer. Let's go down the list of all the things that get substituted for our time spent in the Word of God. Those things are counted precious. We get all bent out of shape when the power goes off. Right? Or you can't get the signal. Somebody's not picking up on the phone and you get all twisted up because they're not picking up on the phone. Let me tell you something. Do you get as upset when you don't spend time in God's Word? This is where we have gotten things all twisted around today in church. People who go to church. This book is not precious. You have to make it precious. You have to consider it to be an inheritance from God. It's a heritage. It's a gift. He's entrusted me with it, therefore I'm going to count it as precious. I'm going to spend time in it every day so that I might grow, that I might be encouraged, that I might be admonished and rebuked when I need that, and that I might take to my heart the commands that God's given to me so I can obey them. That's what it means to make it precious. It's our responsibility to do that. God won't make you do it. It's up to you. May God help us today to begin in our own hearts and lives to make this book precious during our preaching time. To make it precious means to stay awake and to listen to the Word of God. So that's where we got to start. Stay awake. Keep your attention on the Word of God. Not be whispering or talking or looking on your technology. Be looking into the Word of God, because that's an inheritance that is beyond any valuable item you may have or receive from any family member ever. It's this precious book. And just ask the people around the world that would love to have a scrap of a page from this book to own as a possession, because it's illegal to have a copy of the Bible. It's precious to them. It ought to be precious to us.